You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
The KwaZulu-Natal government has dismissed reports that it fired King Misuzulu's KwaZulu-Natini's praise singer, Butsatseni Mdletshe. Now this after the king issued a statement raising his discontent with the ANC-led provincial government, accusing them of disrespecting the Zulu monarch. But the provincial government says Mdletshe's extended two-year contract expired in 2022, following his retirement in 2020. For more on this, we're joined on the line by KZN provincial government spokesperson Bongi Gwala. A very good morning to you, sir, and welcome.
Good morning, Elvis, and thank you for having us.
Firstly, tell us, what is the KZN government's response to the statement by the king voicing his discontent with the ANC-led KwaZulu-Natal provincial government, citing his alleged or their alleged mistreatment of himself and those within his circle?
Thanks for this opportunity. The Office of the Premier and the provincial government have noted with concern these reports. And we feel that these reports are unfair and they are false, that there is bad blood between the provincial government and His Majesty, that there is disrespect. I want to put it on record that the Premier and His Majesty, King Misuzulu KwaZulu-Natini, have a cordial relationship. They speak on a regular basis. So His Majesty would have raised those issues with the Premier in many engagements that they have. But we must also state that as a matter of principle, the Office of the Premier and government do not discuss the matters of the monarchy and the royal household in public. This principle was deepened during the reign of Umzogumbane, the late King Goodwill Zwelithini. So we are not about to start now, but it is important to clear this falsehood that has been spread by many people. And I listened to the mayor of Zulu District Municipality yesterday, Mr. Tulasizwe Sumelane, who was making all sorts of allegations. Mm. And I think this is unfair. But let's correct this.
Yes.
Mr. Mdletshe was employed by the provincial government until he reached his compulsory retirement age of 65. That was in 2020. He was paid his benefits in full in January 2021. At the request of the late King, His Majesty, King Zwelithini Bhekuzulu, Mr. Mdletshe's employment contract was extended by a further 2 years beyond his compulsory retirement age to continue to provide praise singing to His Majesty. And importantly, to train and mentor young and upcoming praise singers. As a result, there are two praise singers that were trained and mentored by Mr. Mdletshe, Mr. Mkize and Mr. Mjali. And today, Mr. Mkize is employed as a praise singer in His Majesty's portfolio. So it would then be not prudent for the provincial government to have two praise singers who are paid by government from the same budget. So that is where the issue is. But let us also say that at the end of the two-year extension, it was evident that Mdletshe's services were still required. So as such, the Office of the Premier contracted him through his company, Mafavuge Pty Ltd, where he's a sole director. So he's been benefiting all along. But it came a time where, due to financial constraints and the fact that Mr. Mkize now is already being paid by the Office of the Premier to provide the praise singing services, it would have been a duplication to keep both in the same position.
So I thank you so much for your time. That was the KZN Provincial Government spokesperson Bongi Gwala. Joining us on the line to respond to this is Becky Mtolo, the ANC KZN Provincial Secretary. A very good morning to you, sir, and your thoughts on what was just said by Mr. Gwala.
No, thanks very much. Greetings to your viewers. The problem here is that we are dealing with a scandalous man who accidentally was appointed to be traditional prime minister to the Zulu monarchy. You see, you remember this is the same man that last month, a lady who accused him that he was demanding sexual favors, a senior manager in the municipality, won a court case because her contract was terminated unfairly, unlawfully, unlegally, illegally, unconstitutionally. And then the lady took the matter to court, and the court found in the judgment that the contract was terminated because the MM, the municipal manager, was aiding the mayor who was demanding sexual favors to the lady. And then the court instructed that the municipality must reinstate the Ms. Nene and retrospectively and pay the same mayor of Zululand. This month has been found again by the High Court in Maritzburg of having used someone who's not a councillor, who's not in the IEC list, in the MSP list. He took the man from the street, he took him to be the councillor, he paid that person. And then the councillors of the ANC went to court and this month.
But what are the reasons for Mr. Mdletle's contract being terminated?
Sorry, I'm just explaining that you are dealing with a scandalous man. Now, the contract of Mr. Mdletle and with the Premier, as Mr. Gwala has explained, is clear that Mr. Mdletle was kept for a period that there must be a transition between his pensionable age and for him to train someone who will take over from him. When the office of the Premier has done that decision, it would be impossible for the Premier's office to keep two praise singers while there must be one praise singer. Then, of course, that's why they wrote the contract in such a way that at a time when that happened, the contract can be terminated. Mr. Mdletle worked for the department, for the provincial government, until she reached 65 years. He was paid all the benefits. Now, it was going to be impossible. It's like keeping two presidents for one country.
Yes, I don't have too much time, but can you describe the relationship now between the Zulu monarch and the provincial government? Is there tensions?
No, there are no tensions. There are no tensions. Let me tell you what is very painful about the provincial government of KwaZulu-Natal. Can I tell you this? It is being attacked by a political party using the Zulu kingdom for its own selfish, narrow, selfish ends. I can tell you now,
political party are you talking about?
The IFP. I can tell you now, no king in South Africa gets the support that the Zulu monarch gets from the federal government of KwaZulu-Natal.
All right. That's where I got to leave it. Bheki Mtolo, the ANC's KZN Provincial Secretary.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.